Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. Guess what's happening soon? The Miss Hastings Scholarship Program is coming back this year, and we are so happy to have in studio with us today Janelle Bainey. She is the Executive Director of the Miss Hastings Scholarship Program, and she is here to give us the skinny on what's going on and maybe do a little recruiting. Great to see you. How have you been?
Thanks, Mo, for having me here. I've been great. Busy.
Of course. You missed a whole year, though. So yeah. We had a wonderful Miss Hastings for, what, almost 2 years or a
yes.
full 2 years?
Almost two.
Oh, my yeah. gosh. So explain what this last year has been, and then explain a little bit about the Miss Hastings Scholarship Program, please.
Well, thank you for asking that. We are a service organization. We are a 501c3 nonprofit charitable program, and we're here to serve our community. And also in the service that we have our candidates and our title holder do within our community, they operate as ambassadors when they go out of the community, and they're leader models to other young people within the community. And in doing all these things and having these opportunities to serve, they use the skill set that they have within them and build on that and develop it. So we essentially connect the dots between an education and the scholarship money that provides it, or helps to provide it rather, and putting it to work so that they can figure out how they're going to use that education. And to see that happen and the light bulb turn on in these young people is such a delight, and really is the reason why I do my job.
So Janelle, you are the executive director of this program, and it's been around for a long time. It's a feeder into the Miss Minnesota program and also the Miss America program. Let's give full disclosure. You know a lot about being Miss Hastings.
Yes, I do. I was Miss Hastings in 1983. The local committee had called me 3 years in a row to be in their competition, and I turned it down. And the last time I'd had a winter car accident, and I was rehabilitating from that. And I thought, well, why not? And I thought, you know, if nothing else, they'll stop calling me and they won't have to worry about that anymore. And well, lo and behold, I won. So I think I was.
Did you know a lot about the
surprised.
Program back then?
Oh, well, I followed Miss America every year.
Like we all did.
I mean, I would get out my legal pad and
oh, I'd
score
get out my
them.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
The difference between us.
Well, I still have my legal pad whenever I go to a competition, and it's right here handy for me to carry in my purse.
So, how fun.
Yeah, I think maybe I did that during the station break, okay?
Okay. So Miss Hastings was on hiatus for quite a bit, and you brought it back in what year?
That was 4 years ago. We started working on it 4.5 years ago. I can't believe, where's the time gone? And that was March 2017, and we crowned our first title holder, Elena Matamuro, in July of 2018. So we took that year to get our feet under us and establish sponsors and get some attention out there and bring people into helping the organization, but also, most importantly, to bring candidates into running for the title. And it's really been quite an adventure since then. We are so blessed in this city. Not only have a lot of talented people of all ages, but a lot of wonderful nonprofits where we can expend our gifts and talents. And I'm so grateful for that. And one of the reasons why we're still kind of a fledgling organization is we're working with these other nonprofits to say, okay, we do this. We want to come to the table too. How can we work together to do that? So it's really not only a service and work-focused thing that we have, that we try to help our candidates to do, but we also, as leaders within the organization, do that. And bringing volunteers in, it's just a wonderful giant web of opportunities to put our talent to work, no matter where you are in the organization. And that's what makes me so excited about it.
So I know in 1983 and since then, that must have been a life-changing thing for you to win a competition. But how did that competition impact you? Tell us why you think that this is really more than just a quote-unquote beauty pageant.
That's a really great question. I'm so glad you asked it. The Miss America organization will celebrate its 100th anniversary on September 8th. It is iconic in the fact that it has been around so long. But please keep in mind that we've been giving scholarship money since 1945. It was suggested to Miss America in 1943 by some of her sister sorority members at the University of Minnesota, even though she was a member of her sorority in California. She happened to be visiting in Minnesota. So it started here in a small respect. And the service component started in 1941 when we began working with the USO, with the war effort. To this date, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty certain that it was Miss America in 1943 that still holds the record for selling the most war bonds. And that's just an example. But the way that it changed my life was it helped me to imagine that I could be more. And it sounds like I didn't finish that sentence, but that's enough. I mean, just imagining more, not only from yourself, but within yourself, and letting the program draw that out of you and start thinking, gee whiz, maybe I could do this. And God really used that to open several doors for me. And I was blessed to get a job as a flight attendant. I was one of about four, after I had the Miss Hastings title, I interviewed for a job with Western Airlines at the Minneapolis Convention Center. They did a cattle call. And there were at least 1,000 people that showed up. And I was told there was at least 300 more people that dropped off resumes. And out of that number, I was one of 40 to 50 people hired. That's what the Miss America organization does. They teach you how to interview. They teach you how to take what's in you and put it to work and to make it work well and to take you to the next level, to give you a better future, because they show you how to use what's already there. What's not to like? We give scholarship money. We help young women put, you know, get good jobs. And that's just really so important right now.
How has the competition changed over the years, do you think? I mean, there's some obvious ones like, you know, there's no quote-unquote swimsuit competition anymore.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
But how else has it changed, do you think? Or how has it stayed the same?
Well, I think we're really, right now, the Miss America organization is still going, for the last few years, we've been going through an evolving process of what's next. And any good organization goes through that. If you don't, you don't grow, and you go off on the wayside. So that's very encouraging to see that happening. The process isn't always pretty, but we're human, and that's part of the process. Right now, we're finding our way to how we're going to help these young women in a more real-life way, a more professional way. And we changed, one of the things that they changed is we're no longer requiring candidates to raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. One of the things that we're doing is we changed the sign-up process where you pay a small fee to gain a membership for that competition season to access all kinds of online opportunities for Zoom meetings with women who are leaders in their industry, exercise industry, advertising industry, marketing, television. It runs the gamut what they've got, what they have done already, and what they plan on doing in the future with that. And that is a really priceless resource, especially in this busy time. You can just get on your laptop or your tablet and you can Zoom a meeting and learn all kinds of things. The benefit of that also, it puts everybody who does that into a drawing, and each state is, their Miss America organization is going to give away a $1,000 scholarship to some fortunate young woman. And that's another thing. And then they can enter as many competitions that year as they want, and there's an additional fee for that. And how our organization handled it was we offered a fundraising opportunity for them to pay for those fees. And that's been very successful. So all the money that they raise and that's paid in those fees goes to the Miss America organization, to their foundation, and then some of that money finds its way back to the state competition, or the state program rather, where it was originally paid for. So that's one way that has changed. And also, yes, you're right, the swimsuit competition went away a few years ago, and I'm okay with that, because that was one of the most nerve-wracking things for me when I was a title holder. And I love that, how it's opened the door to such a broader variety of young women to come into our program. We have 35% of the score for each local candidate goes towards her talent and towards her private interview, which is a 10-minute one-on-one or private time with judges. And there's 5 to 7 judges. We typically have 5 in Hastings. So that's the offer. Those are two opportunities that are different in character or nature for that candidate to express who she is and to help not only judges, but in the talent portion, because it's the public event, to let the audience get to know her. And people say, well, is she ever going to use her talent? Well, sometimes she does when she's a title holder. And it also helps to help each candidate figure out what, you know, well, I'm more than you know, a science person, or I'm more than this or that. You know, I have a talent too. And we look for a young woman who's, it doesn't have to be fancy, but when they perform their talent, it's exemplary and it makes people happy. So it takes nerve to get out there and do a talent. And when we challenge ourselves like that, that's so rewarding. You know, it's hard, but it's so rewarding.
It is, Janelle. And I think you're speaking about life skills for people. And we have an opportunity to see some wonderful young women on Saturday, October 9th at Crossroads Church at 3:00 p.m. because you are going to be crowning a new Miss Hastings.
Yes.
Are you still looking for people to be competitors?
Thank you for asking. No, that window has closed.
Great.
And we have 3 candidates.
Wonderful.
They're lovely young ladies.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And I'm so proud of them. I really am. We're going to, later today, we're going to go over to HCTV and film their talent introductions.
Nice.
Yeah. And and that's another thing that's so fun working with them, is they learn how to present themselves in front of a camera. And how often do we get to do that? But yeah, that window is closed, and I'm looking forward to October 9th. It's, you know, I wasn't even sure the beginning of March if we were going to be able to do anything.
I know. COVID really has just shaken everything all apart, hasn't it?
It has. But, you know, there's a leadership mentor that I follow, Craig Groeschel, I think is how he says his name. And he says, problems are opportunities. And that when I was able to finally start seeing that this wasn't a, yeah, it was a problem, but it was an opportunity in disguise, that's when things really started to change. And then all of a sudden, boom, things, doors started to open. You know, the chamber decided they were going to do Rivertown Days and like that. And that's really what helped me to flip the switch. And yeah, I had to postpone our competition date. And I'm glad that we did, because this October date, October 9th, that's Saturday at 3 p.m., is just going to be so spectacular, I think.
And it won't get lost in the shuffle of Rivertown Days. It'll be its own standalone event.
Right, absolutely. And it's made me realize that, yeah, it's a busy time of the year for people. But at the same time, it gives these young women opportunity to give their attention to their preparation more than it would in the summertime. You know, when they would be preparing for this, it would be June. You know, July, everybody's off school, the graduation parties and weddings and all that other thing. And then Rivertown Days. So getting their attention is a little bit difficult, but
so you might have a new date here moving forward, right?
It's a possibility. We're going to take a wait and see attitude. Nothing's written in stone, and I'm just grateful that we can do that.
So this is open to the public, and it's going to be on Saturday, October 9th at 3:00 p.m. What can we expect that night? What happens that night?
Well, when you come into the doors, you will see in the lobby we have a concession stand.
Oh, I like it already.
That's right. And we try to get healthy keto things. So everybody's happy. The struggle's real. Anyway, we also have a silent auction, and we have wonderful business people who have donated items already. And we also have items to raffle, gift cards, because that's the easiest way to spread the joy. And we also have opportunities where if you want to send a little note card and write a card to one of the candidates and send it backstage for a donation, they love that. They just love that. And we also have our People's Choice opportunity where you can donate to the candidate of your choice. And the candidate who raises the most funds is our People's Choice winner. So your dollars are your votes. And we also will have both state title holders. Miss Minnesota 2021, Ellie Mark, will be there. And she's a wonderful vocalist. So we're really excited also to have Bella Grill, who is Miss Minnesota's Outstanding Teen, at our competition. And she'll, both of them will perform their talent. But we're especially thrilled that we have Mike Bramer from HCTV back to host.
He's going to hike there or something?
something like that.
So exciting.
I don't know if the wife's going to be there. Hillary is wonderful, though, too. God willing, Sophie will be there. She's still waiting to hear from one of her professors if he'll release her for that one day so she can fly back up, because she goes to school in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, at the University of Alabama, in Roll Tide. So, yeah, she's really looking forward to being here with us, and she'll do her talent too, which is dancing.
Well, we know it's going to be a wonderful success. And Janelle, if there's somebody that is listening and maybe they're on the fence about, gosh, this is something I might be interested in, would you encourage them to go to the competition to just learn a little bit more about it?
Absolutely. We'll have a couple of dancers also from Jan's School of Dance. So we really try to bring a lot of different people from the community within. And doing that, you can learn more about the competition. Yeah, you get some really great entertainment. And seeing these young local women compete is really an eye-opening experience. And you walk away thinking, God, I never would have expected that. And the fact is that we are a scholarship organization. Every young woman who sets foot on our local stage walks away with a little something to go towards her education. And here's the thing. Even if they have their degree or their diploma already from a secondary institution, they can apply that money to a student loan. It's a win-win. And they come out having used their talents and grown at least a little bit and discovering more from themselves. And you get to see some of that, because we also have an on-stage interview question, and you get to see what it's like to stand in front of five judges and think of an answer off the top of your head and have so much time to do it. It's composure under pressure. It's
again, another great life skill.
It truly is. I mean, you walk away from this program having learned how to write a compelling resume that's going to get you into that interview. And that's so competitive. And then you learn how to give the interview to convince them that you're the person for the job. And you learn how to write a presentation. That's so key in so many jobs now, is writing presentations, because they have a social impact initiative that they have to advocate. And that presentation of what they want to do and how they're going to do it on paper, on one page, is so key to so many jobs now. I mean, even in the jobs that I've had, I had to learn how to pitch an idea. And it's to their benefit. They're going to go into their professional career having that skill, which is going to put them head and shoulders above their peers.
Well, Janelle, it's going to be a wonderful competition, and we look forward to hearing about it afterwards. I hope you bring the new Miss Hastings in to visit us after she is crowned. We want to thank our guest today, Janelle Bainey. She's the executive director of the Miss Hastings Scholarship Program. Don't miss it. It's going to be on Saturday, October 9th. Put it on your calendar now. Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock p.m. at Crossroads Church in Hastings. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. Mm-hmm.